ABC Radio Australia.
After a disaster of some kind, if you went looking for something to eat in the garden, you might find that a lot of the plants have been damaged or completely destroyed. I can relate to this incident or scenario, Fred.
First-hand experience from Joe. But there is a plant in Vanuatu that can hold up in these rough weather conditions because the most important part of the plant is actually not above the ground.
Joanna Bulley from Vanuatu Broadcasting and Television Corporation wanted to find out more about this very useful plant known as Nia. Let's take a listen.
So for generations, families have relied on special ways of preserving food to ensure they have enough to eat during and after a cyclone. I will be taking you down to Tafea province on the island of Eromango, and we will hear about the process of preparing a bush vine called nie and why these traditional practices are important for the local communities. I have with me Jacqueline Dimas. Welcome to the program. Could you walk us through the process of preparing nie?
Thank you. It's a vine that grows tubers just like any other root crops. I must say it is a delicacy that we all enjoy anytime, especially during the season where we have as nie. During disaster times, it is very, these are life-sustaining vine where people rely on by waiting for help from other places. For example, during Cyclone Palm, a great big flood that flooded all the gardens and destroyed most of the food that people planted in their gardens. My family's relied on nie. Nie is actually a rope or vine that is cultivated in the gardens. So when it is ready to harvest, the leaves turn yellow, they fall off from the vines, and then we know that it's ready to be harvested. When I was little, I remember us going to the garden, and every time we go to the garden to prepare gardens, we always, my mom used to say, let's just go, just bring coconut. There's lots of nie where we can dig up, roast it over the fire, and just enjoy it. The roots is fleshy. You chew out the fleshy part, you swallow it down, swallow, and you throw away the vines that is made up of this tuber. When you plant, it is good to leave nie for 2 years. For 1 year, it's not really the tubers you will collect. It's not that big and it's not that delicious. But once you leave it for 2 years, when you go to dig, it has grown huge. You can see, you can tell from the soil that you planted that, yes, there is some food in there that we will dig up. With the nie, if you want your nie to give you just the food from the stem that you planted, then you get sticks, you get the vines go around the stick so it goes up into a tree and it does not crawl over all over the garden. That will give you only one harvest from the stem you planted. If you want to have a lot of harvest, a lot of nie, you let it crawl. Once it crawls, you can have plenty of roots that will grow, and then you can have a lot of places to harvest your nie. This way, it grows wild into the bush. So where there is no garden and where your nie has crawled into, there will be nie there for you to dig when disaster strikes.
So for anyone listening and they've never seen the bush vine, could you describe what the taste is like? Does it taste like any other similar food that we have, the root crops that we have?
I wouldn't say. I'm not sure. I think it's like tapioca, manioc, except that manioc is all flesh. But then this one is all comes in with the fibers. Huh? There's more fiber to it. I wouldn't describe. I don't know how. The taste is not, I guess manioc will be the closest, tapioca, when it's roasted over fire.
So the cyclone season in Vanuatu starts in November to April the following year. So if I'm correct, this food can't be preserved for a long period of time but is readily available in our gardens?
Yes, that is correct. It's readily available in our gardens. It's not preserved like any other food. It's just there. Once disaster strikes, you just go in there and find that meal with your family.
Pacific Prepared.